Welcome to Cogcast, a micro 5-minute audio show of thematic learning topics powered by one of our 52 Cognitize story cards. Cognitize. Learn. Share. Grow. Repeat.
Let yourself be silently drawn by the strange pull of what you love, Rumi. I always think of your career as a journey, a bit like life itself. I mean, if you think back to your school years and your education and then in your early kind of work roles, you were always told to fit in and not to stand out, to follow the structure, to follow the order, to follow the linear process of what you were doing. I mean, if you even think back to how recently you looked at the curriculum, you know, the standards of education of what you have to follow, is following certain subjects in a certain order to enable you to then get to the next step, whether that be a university degree or whether that be a job role where you have to then still follow that structure. And then suddenly we get into the workplace and we're asked to be creative, and we find that sometimes quite a difficult thing for people to do. I always remember those interview questions you get asked. And some of you may still be asked these about whether you want to be in 2 to 3 years or even the careers advisor that asks you what you want to do when you leave school. And my daughter still gets asked that question by careers advisors.
Cognitize, 52 cards of limitless learning, all powered by kindness. It's a personal development tool. It's a mental health support solution. It features hundreds of soul-stirring speakers and thought leaders. It connects people. It helps learning stick through shared conversations and the gift of story. It creates joy. It focuses on abundance. It's Cognitize. Learn, share, grow, repeat.
And I always struggled with that question, because invariably I felt that the interviewer, the person asking the question, was looking for me to answer it with an industry or with a sector or with a job title, when in reality my answer to that question was invariably to be happy, to try to do something that I really enjoyed, to try to do something that I really loved.
I'm not going to kid on, that's an easy transition or an easy mindset to adopt when you're working hard. I mean, I grew up in a very working class background. My mum working two jobs, my dad working every hour he could possibly spend and at work. And my first job, I earned £1.83 an hour. Not a lot of money, but you know, I was in an industry I enjoyed. I was doing something I got pleasure from, and that led me on to other things.
A lot of people sometimes go through their working careers, you know, getting by, getting promoted, getting ahead, you know, and they become really, really financially secure. But in the midst of that, they can also sometimes feel a little bit emotionally barren. And I think if you love what you do and you put every ounce of passion into how you do that, then that finance will follow after it. Wealth then ceases to become a factor within those choices that you make, because the choices you make are then more about the experience and the journey that you're going to take and travel on, rather than any financial fruits that it might bring. And the biggest plus in that, the work then becomes a part of you. It becomes your identity. And then what was once a desire becomes your new reality, that you're following what you actually love to do. And I think if you're going to do those things in your career, then the one thing that you do need is a vital ingredient to make that success, is love. It's to follow what you love, because all you really do need is love. Additional thank yous to my neighbour's dog for saying hello at the end of this episode.